So I'm Ram Wolfkuhl. I'm the head of seeds for Farmers Business Network. And we are right in the middle of launching a new brand called F2F Genetics Network.
Can you share a little bit more about how this will be an independent seed brand for Farmers Business Network and really what the hopes are for the group?
Yes. So what we're doing at FBN with F2F Genetics Network is we're creating a network between breeders and farmers. And so our core of our business has been around a farmer network where farmers are able to contribute their planting data and their chemical application data, their harvest data, their pricing data. And by making those contributions of their own data, it unlocks for the farmer to be able to see what prices farmers paid and what performance farmers are achieving with various products and various agronomic choices that the farmers are making. So now we're taking it a step further, and we've created a breeders network that will continue to develop more and more so into the future, where we can work with breeders and bring forward genetics that can fit those unique situations that farmers have. And then the other way around, we're able now to provide the farmers' data back to the breeders so that they get the feedback on their products and can understand the types of environments that their products are performing, which really ties back to the families of genetics that they're developing, which will enable the breeder to more effectively develop the right products for farmers compared to the products that are performing well or those products that have problems. So the way we would like to think about it is the farmer is actually able to help shape the kinds of products that the breeder will be creating.
Does that mean there'll be unique genetics developed under this brand, or will you be evaluating existing genetics?
So as part of our breeders network, we'll be doing both. The initial hybrids that we've launched are unique, but because our initial premise is to find genetics or to find traits like the glyphosate tolerant trait that today is perhaps available to some farmers in the case of the glyphosate tolerant trait, not necessarily easily available to all farmers. In the case of genetics, our initial hybrids are hybrids that have been developed that are great genetics, but aren't available to farmers today through normal sorts of distribution. Going forward, we will continue to work with various independent breeders on developing new hybrids, and many of those will be unique to FBN. On the other hand, if there is a breeder that makes their genetics available, makes those hybrids or soybean varieties available to other companies, but is willing to grant us access to make available to farmers, and they're great products that meet our standards, then we would indeed offer those. But we would offer those under the context that we would be transparent that these are genetics that are also available that have been relabeled that are available in other brands.
Hitting on lower prices, how much lower do you expect compared with other prices on the market?
Well, so we've announced today that our corn prices are at $99 for conventional corn and $29 for glyphosate-tolerant soybeans. Those are very supportive prices of farmers in that by approaching the business the way that we have, there are many steps of the normal seed process or path, if you will, from a breeder to farmer that we've cut out. And by cutting those steps out, have allowed us to be able to bring these incredibly supportive prices to farmers. And so as a comparison, we collected, I think it was 16,000 pricing invoices of seed tickets that farmers have sent in. So these are actual verified invoices. And those would have shown that typical prices from industry leaders would be in the $165 to $170 range for conventional hybrids. So at $99, we're more than 40% below where some of those products would be at. We also think it's an opportunity for farmers to learn new cultural practices so that there's farmers that are planting traded corn today that when they see the $99 price, they should stop and think, okay, I might be worried about corn borer. So what's it really cost me to scout for corn borer and to treat corn borer if I have it? I might be concerned about weed control. So what does it cost me to really put together a great pre-emergence weed control program with some of the new herbicides that are available? And to really to have a conversation and discussion to think through the economics of corn production as opposed to so often as an industry, we get focused on yield, yield, yield. Well, yield comes from the genetics, and these conventional hybrids are going to yield, but you still have to protect that yield. And that's where we'll be having a further conversation with the farmer about how to do that.
Will there be some agronomic support as well as having that lower price seed with the business network?
So we have several types of agronomic support. First of all, we're building an agronomy team and are excited to be able to have that formal support. We also have our account executives that work directly with farmers that we've been spending a lot of time training our account executives and getting them up to speed on the intricacies of seed and helping farmers. We have a team of account managers that spend full time on the phone working with farmers that will also be able to help farmers with their agronomic decisions, their input decisions around which chemistries to use, which seeds to plant. And then finally, from an agronomy support standpoint, we're putting together two sorts of production guides. One of those is a production guide on raising conventional corn, where we would help the farmer to understand the types of insecticides and herbicides, cultural practices he should think about if he's raising conventional corn. And then the other production guide is, if the farmer plans to participate in our Soy Plus One program, where the farmer would save the seed for 1 year, and the things that he needs to do to be able to participate in that. So from an agronomic support standpoint, it's many faceted, from the traditional agronomist to then also these other tools that we're making available to farmers.
You're also announcing a Freedom to Keep Seed program. How does that work, and are there any restrictions?
Well, so there, how this works is we need to help farmers that are interested to be able to grow their own seed, that we help them understand what that means. What looks bad is just to roll out our new genetics and then farmers just save the seed and replant it when maybe it should have been sold as grain. And so what we need to do is really to help the farmer to become more of a seed producer on their own farming operation. And there's many aspects to that. It really begins with the field selection of the field the farmer would like to use to keep the seed from, and then to have great weed control, to use good disease control, to have good harvest techniques, whether that's the clean out of the combine, harvesting at the right moisture, then good storage techniques, good conditioning and seed treatment access. And then finally, just to be sure that all those things have worked well, we'll then also do a battery of quality tests against that seed so that the farmer will get a report generated that will show him the purity, the germination, the vigor, the trait content, so that he can plant with confidence the seed that he's produced onto his own farm the following year and know that he's going to get a good yield, which is very, very different than just simply saving, oh, yeah, you get to save your seed for a year. There's much more to it. The farmers are going to have to put effort into it, and then by doing that, I think it can be a win-win.
The network really targeting conventional hybrids. Is there any future plans to maybe add some biotech traits in the future?
Well, just as I think for our soybeans that are glyphosate-tolerant soybeans, will probably be, I would say, the largest nationwide launch of an off-patent trait. Certainly, there are seed companies that have made glyphosate-tolerant soybeans available, but most have been on a very focused area or a very small scale, in that most companies are tied up with the major trait providers about what they can or can't do with traits like off-patent GT. So as we look at corn, it's the same in corn. Many of the incumbent seed companies or traditional seed companies are either fully tied up or they have loyalty incentives, economic incentives, that would really make it very difficult for them to work with off-patent traits. But as we look at corn, just like in soybeans, I believe there's a tremendous opportunity for us to be able to develop products for farmers that by not paying a fee to a trait provider, we're going to be able to bring forward an incredible opportunity for the farmer to improve their profitability. Those things, you know, I'm talking about in a very simple form. They're actually very complex. But nonetheless, certainly, I would hope that what we're doing with glyphosate-tolerant soybeans is demonstrating our commitment to the farmers to try to put together the very best portfolio we can over time that will help their profit.
And Ron, any other thoughts to wrap us up with on this announcement?
Well, just that core to our business is the data science capabilities of the farmer network, but also both pricing transparency and product performance transparency. I'm not aware of other seed companies that will hold themselves to the standard of us showing farmers what prices farmers are paying for our seeds, so every farmer will be able to see the prices that are being paid. And then same on product performance. Every farmer member that we have, and we have more than 7,000 members, and that covers about 25 million acres, they're going to be able to see exactly what our product performance is, because the farmers are going to publish that data to each other. And so as we launch these new products, it'll be fully transparent. As we develop new products in the spring, it'll be released to our Trailblazer farmers, because here we'll have small quantities. And so we'll place small quantities with our Trailblazers. And then that data will also be fully available to all farmers. So we're not just simply going to be showing test plot data or side-by-side data that we've sorted. Farmers are going to see all the performance data. And so I actually believe that will change how farmers think about seed. And then we're going to go a step further. We're actually going to share parentage. So if we have two hybrids, for instance, two of our hybrids right now have a common male. We're going to be upfront with farmers that these hybrids are related. And that should factor into the farmer's choice or decision of how much of his acres he would want to plant to those hybrids. So there's, besides the things we spoke about in detail, there's a lot of other things that we're doing that I think are going to be quite different than have been done in the seed industry.